Periches, Mishnah is Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches is a continuation of Mishnah Zion, talking about the Baharis that spreads over, that actually began over the entire body. Here, we're talking about a case, let's say, where there was a Isgalu Rosh Yivorim in Bekulo Porcho, and afterwards the tzaras spreads over, continues to spread over the entire body. Kiyachas, and here some of Forshim wanted to say that kiyachas here means it's a very quick spread, and it's what's telling you that it's not just a slow spread, but a really, all of a sudden, a real blight that spreads over the body. So the same principle we've had before, that if the baharis comes out of a state of tuma, and it covers the Rosh Yevorim, a pricha that comes from a state of tuma is mitaher, and a pricha that comes from a state of tara is mitame. So mitocha tara is tame, or mitocha tuma it's tohor. Then the Mishnah switches, and the Tiferes Yisrael explains that we've had this concept already. I'll read what he says. V'yafugav the kvar sheminin mireish pirkin hachiluk shebein porach bekulo mitoch tuma or mitoch tara. We've already had this chilukim that the pricha mitoch tuma is tohar and pricha mitoch tara is tomei. Nevertheless, hasom sheminin rak bebeheres katana. With a small regular beharis katana, the ashmina and the gamba beharis gadola, which is over the entire body except for rosh yavorim, kachu adin. That the same din applies. That a pricha mitoch tuma is mitaher, mitoch tara it's mitame. That's what the chiddush is over here printed the Tiferes Yisroel. Then the Mishnah continues. It says a tohar mitoch hezger poter min hapriya min haprima min teglachas mitziporayim mitoch hechlit chayav bekulin. The Mishnah here is as the Mefarshim point out, is not as clear as the Mishnah in Megillah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah has a whole series of Ein Bains, and the Mishnah says, middle of Mishnah Zayin, Ein Bain Tohar Mitoch Hezger. I'm sorry, Ein Bain Mitzora. There are two different dinim. The Mitzora Musker and Mitzora Mukhla during their Hezger and their Hechlit, and then during their Tara. Ain bein mitzora musker le mitzora muchlat. When they're a musker and a muchlat, the only difference is elapriya ufrima. Is whether they can the muchlat has to let his hair grow long and has to have his garments torn and disheveled, and the musker does not. Ain bein tohar mitoch hezker, the tohar mitoch hechlit. And now the second is talking about after the hesker is over, the hechle is over, the nitara, ain bein tohar mitoch hesker, torah mitoch hechlet, elatik lachas v'tziporim. The only in terms of the tara from hesker and the tara from hechlet is that by hechlet there's a tiglachas, there's a shaving of the body with a razor. Complete shaving of all hair and siporim, he has to bring two birds. One is set free, one is shechted, and blood goes into the water and sprinkled on the onto the toes and ear of the mitzora. Now, so the Mishnah is not exactly worded so clearly. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah says a torah mitoch hezker, poter min hapriya. Not a torah mitoch hezker. When he's musker, he's potter from prima and frima, and when he's tar, when he goes to his tara, he's potter from tiglachas and minetziporim. He's potter from having to get a, have his body shaved with a razor, and he's potter from Sipurim from bringing these two birds. Mitoch echlet, when he's muchlat, chayiv bekulin. When he's a muchlat, he's chayiv in pri and frima, and when he gets tara, he's required to have tiglachas and Sipurim. This is the tiglachas and Sipurim takes place immediately after he's pronounced tahor. The there's a second tiglachas at the end of the 7 days of waiting, where and on the eighth day there's mikvah, and on the eighth day there's korban, which we'll learn about in the last perek in Yudalid. So ze v'zem mitamim b'biya. Now the Mishnah says in the very last line, both a muchlat and a musker are mitamim b'biya. B'biya means of entry into a house. Mitamim b'biya, the Rav says, im bo elo ohel nit mekol asher b'ohel. If a mitzora, whether a musker or a muchlat, enters into an ohel, everything in the ohel is tummy. So the Baal Tiferes Yisroel is a tremendous Baal Halacha. He has an introduction to Mishnah's Masechet Shabbos called Kalkelo Shabbos, which is a masterpiece on Halachas of Shabbos. And he has an introduction to Negoyim called Mari Kohen. So in Mari Kohen, he has some interesting raid on the Tumis Bia of Mitzorin, and in comparison to the Indian of Ohel B'meis. And he says there are four distinctions. First of all, Tumis Bia, Tumis Meis, the Meis is in the Ohel, and whatever is underneath the Ohel is Tomei. The Mitzora is only Mitami, what's in the bias, as he enters into the house, that it's a Tumis Bia. And he points out that the nafkamina would be the mace, even part of the mace, as long as it's a kzayis, that would be enough to mitami the ohel. Whereas a mitzoro, it's a din of entering in, it has to be rosh over rubo, the majority of his body. And in a similar sense, if he enters backwards, that bia achronis, that a backward entry, is not considered an entry. And he makes four nafkaminas between tumas bia by a mitzora and tumas ohel by mace. So that was one. One was the fact that by a mace, even part of the body is metame, as long as it's shear. And by mitzora, it has to be the bia of rosh of rubo. The second is a din mechitza. The mace, even if there's a high wall between the mace and the rest of the house, but there is a hole, tefach by tefach, one hand's breadth by hand's breadth, the tumah penetrates from one side to the other. By mitzora, if there's an ordinary mechitz of kula torah kula of 10 tefachim, then if there's a torah on the other side of the mechitza, he remains torah. Second, if a mace is passing underneath an ohel, all the tyrus in the ohel that are beneath the ohel are tame. Aval mitzora over tachas ohel, if there's a tent, let's say on poles, and a mitzora walks through it, he's over, constantly moving, a mitzora over is not mitame in ohel. Alright? If he's coming into a house and he's moving, that's a separate story. That's bia. That's coming into a house. But under an ohel, it's not, he's not mitame as long as he's constantly moving, if he's over. And the fourth is that a mace is mitame or the mikelim, and a tuma turns him into ava tuma. Called Odom Mikhailim Shabbayis Nasim Avatuma, Avul Mitzora Nasim Rak Rishon Natuma. By Mitzora, when he comes into a house, he's Tumas Bia, he makes the objects in the house into a Rishon Natuma. Mishneh Tes, Habo Kulu Lovon, someone comes to the Kohen, he's white, and now we have a another factor, ubo michi kadosha. And there's a michi kadosha, so he should be muchlat, the Kohen sees him, and he should be muchlat immediately if the Kohen sees him. There are two perushim to this Mishnah. One is where he's already muchlat by a Kohen, and one is where the Kohen sees him after the fact. Rav brings down both versions. Porcha bekulo, if the tzaras spreads over his entire body, and then afterwards, v'yachar kach, chazru barosh yevorim. So at the here, the when I said the beheres spreads over the entire body, it covers the michya also. If the beheres covers the michya along with the rest of the body, that's a pricha, that's metahir. And then the rosh yevorim become visible. So he said that if a pricha that's metahir and the rosh yevorim become visible, that those rosh yevorim don't create tumah. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Chaziris Rosh Yevorim Beheres Gedola. So Rabbi Yishmael says that these Rosh Yevorim, their return, their being seen, is like a Beheres Rosh Yevorim Beheres Gedola, where it's not mitame the nega. Still might require Hezger. Rashi says the Rav says the tone Hezger requires Hezger, still has to be watched, but it's not Muchlot. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azari Omer Chaziras Rosh Yevorim Beheres Ketana. He views this case, because it was a Michya, he says in this particular case we view it as a Beheres Ketana ubo michya, which has a michya, any michya beheres, no matter what the size, which has a michya, if he uses a beheres ketana, the porchu bekulo, if the beheres spreads over the michya, v'yachrei kein nizgal rosh yevorim, and then some of the rosh yevorim you have kadosha, rosh yevorim here, what's nizgal is healthy skin, the beheres is a michya. So he views it still as a din of regular beheres with a michya. The beheres is covered over with the michya is covered over with the beheres, so it becomes musker, and then more skin is revealed within that beheres. Even if it's on Rosh Yevorim, so that skin becomes like a michya, and there's he's tami muchlat. So that's the machlokus over here between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Eliezer, whether he's musker or muchlat. And the Rav offers, I mentioned the first case, hochamari shelo hispik lahachlito at shiporcha bekulo. The Kohen didn't have time to machlit him or didn't see him until it spread over his entire body and his Rosh Yevorim were revealed. At the end, the Rav says, V'od yesh l'foresh, v'yafilu hechlito b'michya. Even if he was muchlat because of that michya, as we said before, michya akadosh is machlit, uporcha b'kulo, and then the Bahara spread over the michya also, the tiro, and the coin was matarim, kusov Rabbi Shmuel, the in matami, there's no further tumah b'chazoras Rosh Yevorim, the chim matami b'chazoras Rosh Yevorim, sheach repicha, the Rosh Yevorim being revealed is not matami after the pricha, but heched the tiro b'toras pricha. I'm reading it wrong. Rabbi Yishmael holds the ein mitami b'chazoras Rosh Yevorim. The chi mitami, when is Rosh Yevorim mitami b'toras Rosh Yevorim she'achra pricha? If there was a pricha from tuma, and the pricha was mitahirit, and then the Rosh Yevorim were nizgale. So those Rosh Yevorim or mitami a pricha. But that's if they're tohar mitoris pricha. But heichad the tohar mitoris pricha, avuchacha, lo mitoris pricha toher. It's not the pricha that's mitaher the michya. Rather, it's the baharis that's covering the michya. Here it's the diminution of the michya that's mitar here. So the Rav is explaining that after the kohen was machlit him, the Rabbi Yishmael is saying that when is misgal rosh yavorim after a prichas mitame, that's dafka b'toras pricha. But if the tari here is in terms of the miut of the michya, then the giluy of the rosh yavorim does not affect this tara. Apparently, the rosh yavorim are less than a dasha within the beharis apochus michya dasha. Otherwise, they'd be michya in and of themselves.